Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Hustle podcast. As we get to the end of 2023, only a couple of weeks left in this month, I'm going to give you a two-part series, a back-to-back episodes based on two concepts that make perfect sense together, how to win and how to lose. You're going to do both, so you need to know how to maximize, utilize, and do the best with your wins and your losses. So we're going to start part one today with how to win. Part two will be next week, how to lose. There'll be some collaboration, some crossover between the two, but you're definitely going to understand how they go together and how it works in the big picture, the macro, and the micro as you execute on anything. How to win correctly, gracefully, and with respect and class, and how to lose with the same level of respect and class, and what to utilize through those processes, what you learn and take away from winning and losing if you do it in the right way. So here is part one, how to win. Hit my music. It's Saturday. I'm in the office. You know what that means, the Saturday Morning Hustle Podcast. No hyperbolic hustle culture, just brutally honest, straightforward business advice and motivation every Saturday for entrepreneurs, business owners, or anyone pursuing success. You can't just work 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and hope to become the next big thing. You gotta work smart, work hard, put in extra effort while everyone else is sleeping, playing games, or wasting time. Maximize bonus time to get more work done. This podcast is for anyone willing to come in early, stay late, hustle on the weekend to be truly great. That's right. You need to know how to win. Now, when we're talking about trying to be successful, running a business, being an entrepreneur, self-brand, whatever it is you're doing, whatever reason you're listening to the Saturday Morning Hustle podcast right now, of course, you're trying to win. You're trying to be successful. You're trying to achieve. You're trying to do better every day than you've done before. But there are processes, thought processes, and philosophies and takeaways you need to understand about winning. It's not just winning. It's how you win and what it creates for you as you move forward, how you utilize each win, each victory, each yes that you get in the world. And next week, we'll talk about what you utilize with the no's and the losses and the unexpected outcomes. So winning is first. Wins are temporary. When you get a yes, when you get success, you get the client, you sell the product, you make your numbers for the quarter, you hit your goals, whatever it is that you're being successful, remember those wins are temporary. It's in the moment. What you've done today is what you've done today. It doesn't guarantee you'll win forever. It doesn't guarantee you'll win every time. It doesn't mean that success path, whatever you took from A to success, doesn't always work exactly the same. It isn't guaranteed it will always provide the same results. So understand that win is temporary, but it's a building block. It is structure. It's organization. It's something that will help you move forward and you'll be better. And the likelihood of the second win, third win, fourth win are easier. They come faster. They come better. If you understand how you got that win and you understand you can follow that same path, you can use that pattern, you can build a system and a process to achieve that victory again until something changes that forces you out of it. So use today's wins, use your short-term wins, and use them to build. So win daily, win weekly, win monthly, win quarterly, win the year. If you can do that, if you can reach your goals, you reach your goals by reaching your objectives, you reach your objectives by executing, you can win more than you lose, then you're going to create a winning trend. You're going to find systems and processes and essentially the how of taking a small victory, a small sale, a single item of success, and create and build off of it and use it to create a trend of winning, of being successful by following the path of what worked, more of what worked, less of what didn't, but being open to the adjustment, understanding it is temporary. It will adjust. Things will happen around you, whether it's consumers' behaviors change, your competitors' behaviors change, the market changes, the economy changes. Sometimes these changes are in your control, sometimes they're out of your control. So use your temporary wins, your small wins, to build upon, to build bigger wins, to create trends and create momentum to allow you to feel better about yourself in the process, to understand your process, understand your audience, understand your product valuation, your value proposition, understand how it works. Roll with it, build with it, do better with it. Understand eventually you'll have to change some things, small changes, and then eventually you'll have to find a new way to win, to sell, to execute, to get the right client, because that's business, continual change. So good that you're winning today. Good that you're winning in the short term. Don't let that go to your head. This is the nugget here. It sounds like winning's great and small wins create big wins and you've got momentum and trends. Awesome. But you can't let that keep you from innovating, keep you from finding better ways, keep you from being open to adjustment and change when that time is necessary. Despite we've been winning, we've been selling, we've been doing well, we've been achieving, doesn't mean you won't have to change that sometime soon. So be open to that process. Don't get a big head. Don't get ahead of yourself. Don't think because it worked this week, this month, this quarter, that it's always going to work. Understand, embrace as much of it as you can, build on as much of it as you can, and then you'll have to make the adjustment, the change, when that time comes. But at least you'll have these wins underneath you. You'll have that momentum. You'll have the feeling. You have the understanding that you've achieved it once, so you can achieve again. So you'll have that feeling inside of you. And by winning continually and by doing it the right way, and I'll explain exactly in a minute how to win in the right way, you also build your reputation. So you have your reputation, your brand, everything that will precede you in the future. It's easier the second time, the third time, the 50th, the 200th time, because the first time, the second time, the third time, you did it right. So how do you win right? By competing, not attacking. Your competition in the market, people who sell something similar to you, people who are trying to compete for the same attention, the same dollar, the same conversion that you're looking for, those competitors are not the problem. And your job is not to attack them. Your job is not to knock them out of the way. Your job is not to impugn them. Your job is to find the right audience for your product or service and serve them as well as you possibly can. Who you're competing with is yourself. Making yourself better every day, getting better every day, making improvements, making those changes that I've been referring to earlier when the time is necessary. All of that is you competing against yourself. You don't compete and win by tearing your opponents down, or competition, or opposition, or others. You don't need to tear them down to build the biggest building. You don't need to tear theirs down. You just need to build the right building, the right audience for all the right reasons, set expectations you can meet, and win in the right way. That is how you win the right way. That's how you take those small victories and build upon them, because you attract the right audience, and that's how you build a reputation as someone who wins correctly and successfully. You need to attract not just single sales, not just single wins, not just single victories, but repeatable and referable wins. Let's stop and think about that. I'm going to slow down here a little bit. Don't just sell something one time. Sell something to someone who highly values it for the reasons that you make it, the reasons you produce it, and the reasons you explain to them. Set expectation, meet that expectation. Then, and it's something of value, they value it for more than you charge them for it, or you brought more value to the opportunity than others did or was expected. However you do that, when they go to make a second purchase, when they go to make a referral, when they tell someone else about it, when they want to do business again, you, your name, your brand are front and center because you did things the right way, because you provided value, and because you attracted for all the right reasons. The best type of business is repeat business because it costs you less to attract it to you. The second best part of business is referral business because they provide that referral at no cost to you. All you had to do was do your job, achieve what you promised you would do and the way you promised to do it, which is why audience and attraction and winning in the right way is so important, because it becomes repeatable, becomes easier, becomes more manageable. Then you can expand upon that. Once you've built out in the audience, you can start experimenting with other people who might be attracted to your product or service. So don't sell once, sell multiple. Look for repeat business and repeatable business with referrals. That was the word I was tripping over. Referring and repeating in business is your best tool. So attract the audience for all the right reasons. Keep and utilize them for all the right reasons because you provide value. Don't just meet expectations you've set, but meet those expectations with just a little bit more, with just a bonus, with a pleasant surprise. Always a good surprise. Not unexpectedly, we just did this week for no apparent reason, but something a little extra, a little bit more value, a little bit more than they expected. If they already value the product or service you're offering them, they already value working with you as a collaborator, if they already value your business relationship, whatever it is, continue doing that, but give just a little bit more. Build in that potential for repeat, build in that potential referral, build in loyalty, and continue to elevate your reputation. And this is how you're building big wins off of small wins. So just remember, things change in this process. Eventually, the things that you're doing today that are winning aren't going to win in the future, but that's okay, because you get to keep the best parts, the stuff that does work. You do more of that, less of the things that don't. You make the adjustments, but these are not big radical shifts or pivots every time you go to sell, every time you go to build a relationship, every time you try to convert, every time you try to collaborate. The majority of what you've done in the past that's worked, the majority of the time that you've delivered on expectations with a little bit extra, you can repeat that and just make the adjustment to the situation, to the parameters around you, what's happening then and there. So as much as I'm telling you things will change and eventually what's completely 100% working today will not be 100% tomorrow, it's not going to go from 100% today to 2% tomorrow. It's going to go to 100% to 90% or 80%, and you will have to make adjustments to try to get it back up to closer to perfect, closer to 100%. But understand that change will happen. Embrace it. Be prepared for it. And remember, you're taking the best parts of today's wins, of today's success, of the thing that's working right now. You're taking the best part and moving that forward. That's why you're building upon it. That's how you create momentum. That's how you create trends. That's how you build reputation, because you're building on what you've already done. And then finally, when you've done all of that, and you also understand how to compete, who your competition is, truly yourself and not people that are competing for the same dollar attention, etc., and you treat your competition respectfully and professionally, and you treat your audience respectfully and professionally, you're not trying to trick them into a transaction, you're not trying to get that single transaction, you're trying to build a relationship where it's repeatable and referable, etc. If you're doing all those things, if you're being a top-notch pro, you can win and compete and win gracefully. Be a good winner. When you do win, when you knock out your competition and you get the job, when you get the gig, when you get the project, when you make the sale and they don't, it's not time to gloat. It's not time to troll. It's not time to talk trash. It's just time to put your head down and work and take care of your customer, because then the repeat business happens and you continue going on. And you have to keep earning the yes, keep earning the win. What you did to get today's customer, today's client, to make today's sale, whatever it did, you did that you say that's a success today. You have to keep doing it, because that person who said yes today may not say yes tomorrow. They don't have to. There's nothing that says they have to say yes every time just because they do the first time. So keep earning that business. Keep repeating that business by being a professional, by treating them as well as you possibly can, by being respectful and professional with your competitors and the alternatives in the market, with understanding you're not competing directly with anyone else, you're competing with yourself, getting yourself, making yourself better every day, making your offer better, making your relationship better, your customer service better, continuing to meet the expectations that you have set, that you've delivered through your marketing, your advertising, your public relations, all your promotions and communications. Do all of that at the highest level you can, meet those expectations, exceed them, provide additional value. And you never have to worry about, well, so-and-so is doing this and your competitor is doing this and someone else in the market offers this. Someone else has a better price. Someone else has a better availability. Someone else has a different color. Someone else has a different delivery method. Yes, there are different things. There are things you're competing with. You can't compete with everything. You shouldn't compete with everything. Focus on what you do, how you do it, the audience that's attracted to it, set that expectation, meet that expectation, move. All of this has to do with you and your audience, with your consumers, with your customers, the people you're doing business with. It has nothing to do with outside forces and nothing to do with the people who are doing something similar, who your potential customer or client might say, well, here's what they do. That's fine. That's how they're set up. That's how they're organized. Those are their strengths and weaknesses. We're focused on us, our strengths and weaknesses, our audience, and meeting expectations we can meet. We set and meet them because we can, not because we came up with some slick idea, not because we're trying to trick someone or convince them to do business with us. We are doing business with them because we meet the expectations that we set. We actually execute on what we say we're going to do. That is winning properly. You don't ever have to push that into someone else's face. You don't ever have to push your competitors down. You don't ever have to say things about them, explain yourself in any way, except here's how we do business. Here's what we hope you get out of it. And if the potential customer, the potential client, the person that you're delivering to says, that's not what I'm looking for, perfectly fine. We wish you well, and we hope you have a great relationship with whoever you end up doing business with, because maybe it's a better fit for them, and that's perfectly fine. We'll move on to people that are better fit for us. And it may not be what they think it is. The grass is not always greener on the other side, and they have the potential to come back to you. If you've acted professionally, if you have paid attention to yourself and you're making yourself better and your relationship's better and you're not worried about what anyone else is doing, then they have the opportunity to come back to you because you've been a top-notch pro and you have not been trying to win at any cause, but winning gracefully instead. And occasionally, you need a little help from other people. You need collaboration partners. Sometimes you have too much business you need to offshoot put it. Sometimes there are things you can't handle that you need to get someone else to handle in the business world. These things happen, and sometimes you need collaboration partners. Sometimes you need to actually send business to one of your competitors or someone who does something similar to you. So it's better to do that. It's better to have at least a professional relationship in the market with them, as opposed to being that person who's always talking trash, or the person that's always dogging them, the person who is trying to make it personal about your business and professional competition. So don't focus on them, focus on yourself. These are all the ways that you should win well. Understand what winning means, understand how to utilize it, understand it's not the single answer you'll always need. You'll have to move forward in different and better ways, but you have a better understanding. Every time you win, you have a completely better understanding. You have the tools necessary to move you forward to win again and again and again. Operate at a high level of expectation for yourself. Meet and exceed your own expectations. Provide a little bit extra for your client. Always provide value. Make yourself better every day. Compete with yourself to be better tomorrow than you were today, and the next day better than that. Deliver as a top-notch professional. Don't worry about your competition. Focus on your audience. Focus on your value offer. Focus in on what it is you do. Be a professional. Treat everyone as properly as you can. Keep an open mind. Let other people have their wins, their victories. Don't get upset about it. Don't get uptight about it. Don't worry about it. There's not a finite number of success. There isn't 50 units of success today, and if someone else gets 49 of them, you're out of luck. There's an infinite number of an infinite level, an infinite measurement of success. Other people can have success. 10 competitors, 100 competitors, everyone in your market can have success, and you can have success all at the same time if you understand how to win well. That's the lesson today on the Saturday Morning Hustle. Back next week for part two, how to lose well. What you need to take away from losses to help you move forward the same way we talked today about how our wins help us move forward. So check that episode out next week. Make sure you subscribe, hit the like button, tell a friend, refer us, if you will, leave a review. I'd appreciate that as well. Anything you can help us do to spread the word about the Saturday Morning Hustle and share this with anyone else who might need to hear what it is to win in the right way. And then next week, what's a takeaway from losing in the right way? So I appreciate you guys so much. See you next week.
Thanks for listening. Subscribe so you never miss an episode. Leave a comment, leave a review, share with a friend. I would really appreciate that. Follow and engage on social media, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, and this Saturday Morning Hustle Facebook fan page. All the information, all the past episodes, all the Saturday Morning Hustle entrepreneurial and coffee and donut swag is at SaturdayMorningHustle.com.